Thank you, Lord, for the increase. I received the increase. Matter of fact, I'm going to take time to read it. And you can put it on the screen if you have it. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I want you to listen to it. I'm going to take time to read this before I go into the Word. And if you learn these things, I'm telling you, it is free. Now, you can get money, and I don't have time to go into it. When you get in that system, yeah, you can get money. You can make money. It's proven. You take all these guys that are millionaires and billionaires, some of them don't believe a thing about God. They just work the system. Yeah, they just work the system. It'll work for anybody. A diligent person will be made fat if you be diligent about the things of God. What I didn't say, and I need to say, some people think money is, you know, they think they hear a prosperity message. You give one time, boy, I got it made. No, no. When you learn that that prosperity is you learning, you learn God's law, and it's a thing that you just, it's an incline. You continue to climb. Day by day, week by week, year after year after year. You don't get there overnight. And that's what stops most people. They'll give that one time off and they think all their bills get paid off. And then they didn't get paid off, they get upset and they quit. That was years that we gave. We paid off people, we helped pay off people's car. We did this, we did that. I could go on and on and on, but I'm not going back in that. But what I want you to see, prosperity is you get on a course and you just keep doing it. And you manage and don't ever, don't ever let more go out than you have coming in. If you can learn that alone will cause you to increase. If you manage, get it down where you never allow more to go out than you have coming in. Because if you let more go out than you have coming in, you're in trouble. Yeah, you're going to be whining and crying, got all that stuff you done got, trying to figure out how to keep it. And they're going to come get it. Amen. That's just good common horse sense there. Amen. So let's read. Let me read this. What did I say? 2 Corinthians 9. Now listen to the. Let me see. I'm on. Just hold on. Second Corinthians 9:6. It says, you have it. Verses actually 8, 9, 10 want to look at, but let me do it 6 so you can see it. Verse 6 says what? But this I say, he which soweth what? Sparingly shall do what? Shall also reap how? If you just put out a little bit, you just stingy. Can I just call it like it is? If you just, you stingy, when it comes to sowing, you just gonna put out a little bit. Guess what? You're just gonna get a little bit back. It's working for you. But it ain't working like you need to work. Amen. Then it said what? He that sows how? Bountifully shall what? Also reap, shall reap also what? Bountifully. Verse 7. Listen to it now. Who? Every man. Didn't say some men. Let's make it a little more personal. Every person, every individual, according as that individual purpose in his, you see where it's at? As that person, that individual purpose in his or her heart, so let him give. And see, when the Holy Spirit prompts you to do something, you got a purpose to obey. If you purpose not to, well, there's nothing he can do. You know, you hear that thing, you hear those saying about God can do anything? Have you heard that? God can do. No, he can't. If he could, he'll make you pay your tithe. He'll make you be on church on time. He'll make you do what Martha said. Huh? Go for the soul. Bring people into the kingdom. He can't make you do. You got a free will. But he will make sure you get rewarded for what you've done with the life he gave you to live for him. So, every man, every person has a purpose in his heart, so let him give. How?
Not grudgingly.
Not grudgingly, or of necessity. God loves what?
Cheerful.
What kind of giver?
Cheerful.
A person, let me read this from the Amplified. I think I got it. Let me see if I have it. So, let each one give as he has made up his own mind, purpose in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion. For God loves, takes pleasure in, prize above other things, and is willing, unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyful, prompt to do it, giver. Whose heart is in his giving. His heart is in his giving. Boy, isn't that something? Now let's go back to the King James. You can hold that. Let me read from the King James first. God is able. Who is able? God is able to make what? How much grace? God is able. The Amplified said God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in what? In abundance, so that you may always always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnish in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. I haven't always been there, but I can be generous on every occasion because the grace of God. And if anybody walk with God, he'll get you there. Whenever the occasion arise, you can be generous. Some people are more generous than others, but I'm generous on the level that I'm on. In other words, I don't sit there and say, I sure wished I had something to give. I don't wish that no more. He'll make grace abound towards me, that I can be generous on every occasion. It'll work for anybody that'll believe it. Hello? And stop letting the devil cheat you. Why do you think the Lord kept bringing all these messages to the church and talking about I'm raising up wealthy people? He wants you to change your mind, change your thinking. Now let me go on a little further because I ain't know it. Anyway, I'm going to do what he said. Verse 9 says, as it is written, he has what? Dispersed abroad. I'm in the King James now. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to who?
The poor.
The poor. We're talking about what now? His righteousness. Are we talking about righteousness? His righteousness what? If he did it for Abraham, don't you know If his righteousness get to, and when his righteousness got to me, he did it for Abraham. Now I'm his righteousness. Don't you know it will, he'll do it for me too? He'll do it for you too?